This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Chicago Auto Show has been going on this week, wraps up on Sunday. The show came just as the industry was absorbing the news from Toyota that its Scion brand is going the way of the Honda Element and the Nissan Cube. That is going away. When it hit the streets in the early 2000s, Scion was supposed to be the anti-establishment brand for rebelling Gen Xers. As happens, though, the Gen Xers grew up, and the hot new demographic, millennials, turn out not to be all that interested in being anti-establishment, at least as far as cars are concerned. We sent Nova Sappho to the Chicago Auto Show to find out what young buyers do want in a car.
This one we're really excited about is the all-new hybrid RAV4.
Toyota has a driving obstacle course at the Chicago Auto Show where they show off what their small SUV, the RAV4, can do.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm Nova.
Professional driver Kevin Krause is my guide on the course, and his sales pitch isn't about an awesome stereo system, customizable spokes, body trims. No, no. He's talking safety features.
We also talk about brake assist features if you have to stop on a hill. We also talk about the technology of backup cameras.
So as I was nodding off, Kevin decided to take our RAV4 on a roller coaster ride, going up a side ramp.
Kevin, you're tilting the car so much, I feel like we're about to tilt over.
I know, but that's part of the testament to Toyota's safety.
Safety, backup cameras, this is the stuff mom and dad care about. But Krause says he's driven around lots of potential buyers in their 20s and 30s who've cared too. Walking around the showroom, Kyle Coley and Crystal Bravo, who are 28 and 26 respectively, are checking out Toyota's hybrids.
I don't really care about like the flashiness of the car. I just really want it to be something that's going to be reliable. It's going to last me for a long time.
Right now, Bravo drives a used Honda Civic. Coley drives a used Nissan Sentra. He's checked out Toyota's younger brand, the Scion, before, but he's not been impressed.
I feel like they're a cheap version of Toyota. I would go with a Toyota over a Scion. I think the quality in just Toyota is much better.
Scions were originally designed to be cheaper, pared-down, customizable cars that look very different than the traditional family sedan. But millennials didn't respond. In fact, Toyota's figures show that almost twice as many people under 35 bought Corollas as they did Scions. And for millennials with higher incomes, that same desire for quality is giving luxury brands a boost.
It's a lot of new money, we call it.
At the auto show's BMW section, salesman Michael Urbano says 40% of his clients are now millennials. And their number one desire is
technology. They all want their phones to work. They all want everything to be hands-free, Bluetooth, USB.
The car industry is listening to all of this because millennials are now a formidable force. Michelle Krebs, a senior analyst at AutoTrader, says they're a third of the market right now, and in a few years, they'll overtake baby boomers.
They absolutely will be changing the way we buy cars, the kinds of vehicles that are out there. They will be a force to be reckoned with for the auto industry.
In shutting down its Scion division, Toyota says it's embracing this change. Andrew Gilliland is the vice president of Scion.
What we're seeing is with the millennials, they're just far more pragmatic about their decisions that they're making. They listen to their parents, which was something that 12 years ago wasn't occurring.
12 years ago, as in around the time the Scion first came out.
Thank you for coming by the Scion display.
At the Chicago Auto Show, Scion is still selling its cars. The brand will keep going until the middle of the year. Mike Cieslak is looking at one of Scion's sportier models.
It's a pretty cool looking car. The trim is really nice. It's just, you know, a very sporty car, and we like sporty cars.
But ask if he's ready to buy one.
No, not really.
Sure, they're fun to look at, he says, but Cieslak is leaning towards a family-friendly SUV instead. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.